Now and then, the bushwoman lays down her work and watches and listens and thinks. She thinks of her own life because there is little else to think about. The rain will make the grass grow and reminds her how she fought a bushfire once while her husband was away. The grass was long and very dry, and the fire threatened to burn her out. She put on an old pair of her husband's trousers and beat out the flames with a green branch. The sight of her blackened mother in trousers greatly amused Tommy, who worked like a little hero by her side. The fire would have spread, however, if four bushmen hadn't arrived to help. When she went to take up the baby, who was howling for his mummy, the baby screamed and struggled convulsively, thinking it was a black man. Alligator, too, trusting the child rather than his own instinct, growled at her furiously until Tommy intervened. It was a glorious time for the boys. A day to look back to and talk about and laugh over for many years. She thinks how she fought a flood during her husband's absence. She stood for hours in the rain and dug an overflow gutter to save the dam across the creek. But it didn't work. There are things a bushwoman cannot do. Next morning, the dam was broken and her heart too, for she thought how her husband would feel when he came home and saw the result of years of labour swept away. She also fought pleuropneumonia and cried again when her two best cows died. Again, she confronted a mad bullock that besieged the house for a day. She made bullets and fired at him through the cracks in the slabs with an old gun. It was dead in the morning. She skinned it and sold its hide. She also fights the crows and eagles that have designs on her chickens. Her plan is very original. The children cry, "Crows, mother!" And she rushes out and aims a broomstick at the birds as though it were a gun and says, "Bang!" The crows leave in a hurry. They are cunning, but a woman's cunning is greater.